Yentas presents Hairpin Bridge by Taylor Adams, performed by Hilary Huber. The book starts with the following dedication for my parents. Part 1. Four Small Fires. Chapter 1. Lena.
You look exactly like her.
Lina Nguyen had heard this many times before. It never got any less upsetting, being someone else's walking, talking ghost.
And you were twins?
She nodded.
Identical, right?
She nodded again. Something changed behind the state trooper's eyes, and he looked regretful, like he'd already committed an offense by not starting with this.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Another greatest hit. Lena made polite eye contact.
I can't imagine what it's like to lose a sibling.
No one ever could.
Just try to take it one day at a time.
The oldies kept coming.
You'll never get over it, but someday you will get past it.
That's a new one, Lena thought. She'd add it to the list. Corporal Raymond Racevic had agreed to meet her here in a gravel parking lot shared by the Magma Springs Diner and a Shell station, 60 miles outside of Missoula. An exodus of wildfire evacuees fed a constant stream of passing traffic, and the highway hit a dangerous junction here, under two blind corners and no stoplight. Corporal Racevic himself was a gorilla-like man stuffed into a tan-brown highway patrol uniform pulled taut to contain him, all shoulders and biceps and a gentle smile. He'd shaken Lena's hand with earnest delicacy. He had bags under his eyes, the soft color of bruises. "Thank you for doing this," she said.
"Of course.
I really appreciate it. You know, with you being on the clock and all." He half smiled.
My shift is over.
He studied her again for a long moment, still transfixed, and Lena felt a familiar impatience. Discussing her sister with strangers always felt like this, a choose-your-own-adventure book she'd memorized ages ago. She knew exactly what Racevic was thinking before he said it, his words arriving right on schedule.
I'm sorry. I can't get over how much you look just like her.
You should try it, she thought sourly. It's awful, grieving for someone while seeing her face in the mirror every single morning.
It must be awful, seeing her face in the mirror every morning, every day. Anything with a reflection, even a car mirror, can just blindside you.
She looked at him.
You have my sympathy, Lena.
Yeah? And maybe I underestimated you, Ray. A squealing hiss startled her. She turned. An 18-wheeler had taken the turn too fast. For a stomach-fluttery moment, 10 tons of rolling cargo skidded directly at them on locked tires. Then the truck swerved back into its lane, and Corporal Racevic watched the tinted windows pass, as if expecting the driver to apologize. He didn't. The engine throttled up, and the rig thundered on, a wash of displaced air tugging their clothes. Lena swept her bangs from her face and watched the trailer's stenciled letters hurtle past like film in a projector. Sidewinder. In another moment, gone. Just a ring in her ears and the gritty taste of dust.
Idiot,
the cop muttered. I'm really here, she thought. I'm really here. Doing this. The dust in her teeth made it real. After months of waiting, 24-year-old Lena was finally here in Montana, miles from home, moving forward, making progress. Another voice, just a faint whisper in her mind. Don't get comfortable. Don't let your guard down, not even for a second. She caught herself twirling a lock of her hair with her index finger and tugging, a tic she'd had since elementary school, and stopped herself. It made her look nervous. Racevic didn't notice. He was squinting into the distance.